My name is Chika, and this is a radio program from Isol Hall, and I'm going to ask about transport. What is the difference between the Australian public transport and your countries?
Oh. Hi, Chika. I'm from Japan. My name is Hideki. It's quite different. Japan's transport or Australian transport. I think Australia's transport is terrible because it's always get behind the schedule, and Japanese transportation is very highly developed, and there comes train every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very convenient and punctual.
Yes, I mean, yes. Yeah. I wanted to say that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, one more person.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Chika. Mm-hmm. The first question you've got, what's the difference between the public transport in my country? It's a big difference in my country, in Lebanon.
Yeah.
They don't have the big buses all the time, and they're not in all the areas. So mm-hmm. if you transfer from a village to the city, you have to know someone that who lives. He's got a car that he can take you there,
mm-hmm.
and you have to know what time is it he's leaving so you can meet him in his house.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and if you're living in mm-hmm. a city and you need a transport, you can catch a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bus. You can mm-hmm. take him like transit, or mm-hmm. you can take him as a cab.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference between here and Lebanon. And
mm-hmm.
there's lots of traffic,
yeah.
and maybe the bus is never on time.
It's terrible.
Yes,
that's all. Thank you very much. And next question, what is the traffic like in your country compared to Australia?
Hi, Chika.
Hi, Angela.
In Colombia, the traffic is a mess all the time. The people, the driver, mm-hmm. don't respect the signs most of the time.
A lot of traffic accidents.
Yeah, a lot of crashes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better. The traffic here mm-hmm. in Australia is better than in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they mm-hmm. all the time use the beep. It's very noisy.
Thank you.
Hello, Chika.
Hello,
Haji. I'm from India. There is a more traffic
mm-hmm.
than Australia.
Okay.
Because there is no bike. I think is less than India
mm-hmm.
bike, but India is more bike, rickshaws, tempos. But buses or trains are always late.
Mm-hmm.
There is no much mm-hmm. traffic rule than Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Their accident rate is high than mm-hmm. Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like India's traffic system. Yeah.
Have you had any traffic accident?
No, I had no, but I seen many.
Oh.
Seen many. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What type of driver is a typical in your country?
Drives in China, some of the driver mm-hmm. is follow the rule. It's good. But some of the people don't follow the rule, but
mm-hmm.
they drive the very, very good.
Mm-hmm. And how about you?
I think it's follow the rule is better. It's good. Because you can avoid accident.
And how about you?
I didn't drive in China, but I just get license in Australia. I think following the rule is good to drive in Australia.
Are you nervous or are you scared driving in Australia?
Yes, before I was known as very nervous,
mm-hmm.
But now it's better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question, what car is the most popular in your country?
Oh, well. Yes, I think my name is Yuki from Japan. I think the most popular car in my country is Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, Suzuki. I think that's not the gift.
Nissan.
And if truck is a Isuzu or Hino, like this, yes, I think. Many people like European car, like Mercedes and BMW, but they're very expensive. And not so much family want to buy those cars.
What is your favorite car company?
Car company?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now I'm driving a Ford. So I think American car is... now I prefer the American car now because I think that's very heavy and mm-hmm. very looks safe. But mm-hmm. I don't know actually it's safe or not, but it's my feelings. I think it's a safety. Yes, there's some problems. American cars, they drink a lot of petrol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cars, okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello, Joanne.
Yes. Oh, what car is the most popular in my country? I come from China. I don't know really well about car brand, but I know most people like to buy about $20,000 to $30,000 car in my hometown. Before, not many people have owned car in my hometown, but now getting more family, they won't get their own car. So if before most people rode bike and catch bus, but now from 2 years ago, yeah, my hometown got the train 2 years ago, so now most people go to work or school by train. Yeah, they still buy car, but either by train or by car. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question: is petrol expensive in your country?
Oh, hello, Chika.
Hello.
I come from Thailand. In Thailand, petrol is very, very expensive. Last year, I can't remember price. Dependent on market price.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, nowadays. Mm-hmm. So that's a diesel is expensive. Last year, diesel, a long time ago, diesel based on a fixed price. Benzene, yeah. Benzene is
okay.
Diesel has fixed price last year. But nowadays, diesel price dependent on market price. Mm-hmm. It's very, very expensive. It's the most problem for people in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
I worried about them. I'm lucky I came to Australia.
How does it compare to Australia?
But in Thailand, the mm-hmm. petrol price is cheaper than Australia.
Yeah.
Benzene and diesel and then two petrol. Cheaper than a little bit cheaper. This is a lot of more expensive petrol, a little bit cheaper than Australia.
In Colombia, the petrol is very expensive, but compared with the petrol in Australia, it's cheaper. But we have to compare the standard of living in every country. In Colombia, it's cheaper, but the earning are not enough. So people can't afford it.